Father, Father, I have eyes that see.
I have ears that hear.
But your spirit
is breaking in.
Because my heart
is receiving.
Amen?
And amen.
I want to take you to Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13. One verse that I will touch on and then we'll back it up is about our Savior declaring this particular time. It's verse 31 and 32. At that time, some Pharisees came to Jesus and said to him, "Leave this place and go somewhere else. Herod wants to kill you." What a wonderful advertisement, right? Mm-hmm. Jesus replied, "Go tell that fox. I will drive out demons and heal people today and tomorrow. And on the third day, I will reach my goal." So we've had 2 days, which is really 2,000 years, of healing. But we won't reach our goal, or I should say the Lord won't reach his goal until the third day. That's already begun. And as we've learned through our sister who came from New York, that bridge that we're on is in progression. When you and I cross a bridge, we start from one side and we go to the other side. And the provision to get there is really his grace. So I want to back it up to verse 10. On a Sabbath, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues, and a woman was there who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. I want you to put an underline by a spirit. So cripple, woman, has been under what? The influence of a crippling spirit for 18 years. Here's her condition. She was bent over and could not straighten up at all. Meaning she was walking around probably like this. Couldn't function in any other way than being bent over. How many of you have ever seen someone in that condition? All right. I remember one time that I had studied this word, and I happened to see a man with that kind of a condition. There was no way he could lift his body up. I would say the only thing he could really focus on was the ground. And I'm praying inside my heart, saying to the Lord, "Can that person be freed? Should I say something?" And you know what the Lord said? "The man is not ready, and neither are you." The man is not ready to be set free, and neither are you. If you and I are proud of our condition, will he heal us?
No.
And if we're proud of our condition, we're going to stay in that condition until we what?
Repent.
Huh?
Repent.
Change our minds. Change our mind about the healer. And change our mind about ourselves. Okay? A person doesn't get to that level of being crippled in matter of choices. Okay? She was bent over and could not straighten up at all. 12, verse 12. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said to her, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." Then he put his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God. Amen. Wouldn't you say that's an awesome thing? Amen. Except for who? You and I would say, oh, what an awesome gift this woman has received. But the ones that are watching, what have they got? They've got attitude. Watch. Here's this woman who's been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. So she's had 18 years of torment. 14, indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, the synagogue ruler said to the people, "There are 6 days for work, so come and be healed on those days and not on a Sabbath." Attitude. Synagogue ruler, meaning a man of position and authority and has had degrees, and is knowing his position. He's indignant at whom? Why is he angry?
Because he's not in charge.
Well, because he's been shown his deficiency. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. He has no power within himself to set her free. Because otherwise, 18 years, chances are, if they're in a synagogue on a Sabbath, this is a community in Israel somewhere. And here comes this other rabbi, which is Jesus, because they called him a teacher. And he's kind of showing them up. And you know something? He would probably be called a meddler by those who have probably done their best up until that time. But he's the only one who has the Holy Spirit within him, in fullness. That's a picture of you and me down the road. We have been filled with the Holy Spirit, and we're searching and really crying out for more of him so that he'll be in full control. Amen. We're getting rid of the root systems of the old patterns so that what you and I see coming down the highway is all of the seven spirits without limit to work in us just like they did in Jesus. You say, what are they? The spirit of the Lord, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of wisdom and understanding. All seven of them operating in fullness. Am I there yet? No. Am I on my way? Yes. Watch now. Here's the Lord's response. I repeat 14 because I want you to get the measure. Indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, the synagogue ruler said to the people, "There are 6 days for work, so come and be healed on those days, not on the Sabbath." The Lord answered him, "You hypocrite." Doesn't he sound like Trump? "Doesn't each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it out to give it water? Then should not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has kept bound for 18 long years?" Is there any doubt about that spirit and where it came from?
No.
"Be set free on the Sabbath day from what bound her?" When he said this, all his opponents were humiliated. But the people were delighted with all the wonderful things that he was doing. Catch on to what I'm trying to show you here. I'm trying to show you the pattern that you see on CNN, NBC, ABC, and you're seeing it all over, including any network that you listen to, including Fox. Why am I saying this to you? Because I'm asking you to pull back a little. Get your education from the counselor. Get your news from the council that comes from heaven, which is superior to what you can get on your TV set or your computer. Verse 18. Then Jesus asked, "What is the kingdom of God like? What shall I compare it to? It is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his garden. It grew and became a tree, and the birds of the air perched in its branches." Again he asked, "What shall I compare the kingdom of God to? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into a large amount of flour until it worked all through the dough." Then Jesus went through the towns and villages teaching as he made his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, are only a few people going to be saved?" He said to them, "Make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to. Once the owner of the house gets up and closes the door, you will stand outside knocking and pleading, 'Sir, open the door for us.' But he will answer, 'I don't know you,'" meaning relationship. "I don't know you, or where you come from. Then you will say, 'We ate and drank with you, and you taught in our streets.' But he will reply, 'I don't know you or where you come from. Away from me, all you evildoers.' There will be weeping and there will be gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." So their eyes are going to be able to see these. Yes? That's the cloud of witnesses. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves thrown out. People will come from the east and from the west and the north and the south, and will take their places at the feast in the kingdom of God. Indeed, there are those who are last who will be first, and first who will be last. At that time, some Pharisees came to Jesus and said to him, "Leave this place and go somewhere else. Herod wants to kill you." He replied, "Go tell that fox, 'I will drive out demons and heal people today and tomorrow, and on the third day, I will reach my goal.' In any case, I must keep going today and tomorrow and the next day, for surely no prophet can die outside Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you will kill the prophets and stone those sent to you. How often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate. I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" Now, you say, how does that apply to my everyday life? In reality, when you see Jesus operating in the obedience of the Holy Spirit, and you try to rationalize it, it won't work. Try to figure it out in the multiple ways that he works with different individuals. It's going to be different for every one of us, which is what we talked about a little earlier. But I want you to be aware that the crippling spirit will work not just on your body, he'll work on your mind. He'll work on your soul, your emotions, your will. He'll work on any level that you open up without even realizing that you're being crippled. and that you're hurting to the degree that you are. Not because maybe you don't have some wisdom, because I believe we all have some, but the degree of the workings of the Spirit within us is limited. We've got a deposit, and that deposit has an opportunity to grow and mature. Just like that seed, that little tiny mustard seed put into the ground grows. The seed of life that he put into me when I was 37, he actually had an open door when I was 27. So you figure it out, how many years it took. Do I understand it fully? Are you kidding? No way. I don't understand it fully. I understand in part, and I'm waiting for the rest of it to happen and to fulfill what he's prepared for me and for those that I hold in my heart. So keeping that in mind, that we are on a road and a journey, and I can remember Doug when he came one time and he says, are you going to enjoy the journey? Are you going to enjoy the journey? Well, I'll be honest with you, there was a much of my journey that I didn't like. Do I get any amens?
Amen.
But the joy of the Lord is our strength, isn't it?
Amen.
Who comes in to rob us of our joy?
The enemy.
Any crippling spirit that can come in and cripple you and me will do a number to destroy us. But the bottom line is, if you will put your hand on your heart right now, say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
you're the healer that I know.
You are the healer that I know.
The only healer.
The only healer.
You have now
an open door
to come into my heart
and keep healing me
until every evil spirit that has tried to cripple me or crippled me in any way. I say, be gone. Crippling spirit, be gone. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus,
for loving me
just the way I am.
I know you love me, Lord.
I know you love
my heart.
And you love my mind.
And you want it pure.
Clarify.
Every weapon
that has tried to cripple me.
Let me see it clearly.
And heal my heart today.
In Jesus' name.
I pray.
Amen. Look at your neighbor. Say
hallelujah.
I'm born again.
I'm
filled with the Lord.
And he loves me.
Amen. And amen.
Amen.
That's all you're getting. All you're getting. All you're